After the ceremony, there was a meal spread out upon the shore. It was good, solid food, but quite plain. Salamandastron being a warrior's place, even the best of cooks there could never match the skills of red-wall creatures at preparing a festive board. They sat among the rocks and sprawled on the sand, happily sharing the homely fare. Arula, Pickle, and Nordo were building a likeness of Salamandastron from the sea-damped sand, Alpho and Ashnin perched on a low rock watching them. The wise old shrew smiled wistfully.
Look at them, playing at sandcastles like a proper bunch of young'uns. Arula, what about a tunnel entrance?
The young mole maid touched a heavy digging claw to her nose.
Well, thank you, Sir Alpho. I'll do that straight away, sir.
Arula vanished in a spray of flying sand as Ashnin shook her head in wonderment.
They bounce right back like springy little branches. That's a good thing, Alpho. It helps them to forget all the hardships, warfare and slaying they've been through. Look at young Samkin, sitting alone down there by the sea. I wonder what he's thinking of. He's been very quiet all morning.
Samkin was staring at the logboats moored above the tide line. The sword of Martin lay beside him. He made no move to join the others, staying alone and apart from every beast. Still clad in her new smock, Mara approached the solitary young squirrel. She sat beside him, gazing out at the sea pensively. Without looking at her, Samkin began to voice his thoughts. It soon developed into a conversation, though they both avoided each other's eyes.
The season is dying, Mara. I feel that summer is gone and the autumn is upon us. The leaves will turn golden brown.
So they will, Samkin. No beast can stop the turn of the seasons. I think you are lonely and far from home. What is Redwall like in the autumn?
Oh, it's a happy place to be at any time. Autumn is harvest time. The fruits and crops are gathered in. October ale is made. Chestnuts are candied in honey. We sit up late in Cavern Hole around a great fire, enjoying supper and listening to the stories and songs of bygone days. The mornings are quiet and misty. Leaves rustle in mossflower woods, and you can feel the dew on the grass between your paws, smell the bread and cakes being baked in the kitchens, lie in the orchard on a sunny afternoon and eat a russet apple or a ripe purple plum. Oh yes, Redwall is like no other place.
You must love your home very much, Samkin.
Aye, the Abbey is everything to me. What about you, Mara? Salamandastron is a fine place. Don't you like being here?
The Badger Maid ran dry sand from the rocks through her paws.
It is all I can remember. I grew up with the mountain. This morning, I feel like I have a certain fondness for it. But I can never make it my home again. There are too many unhappy memories hovering around it. Lord Earthstripe put his mark upon that mountain. The graves of creatures we knew will look lonely here by the great sea, and it'll take a lot of healing. Time alone can do it, though I would not be happy staying here to grow old. Even today, I noticed the change in Earthwhite. He is becoming a badger lord. The life here is not for me.
Then what will you do, Mara? Where will you go?
I will follow my dream.
Ah, the dream you dreamed last night of Martin the Warrior.
Samkin, how did you know?
Because I too had a dream. Martin came to me also. He told me to stay apart from the others today, and I would see the guardian of Redwall Abbey come to me. Is it you, Mara?
The Badger Maid turned and looked at him.
Martin said in my dream that this was my destiny. He told me that I will be happy at Redwall, happier than ever before.
Samkin took hold of her paw.
So you will be. Come on, let us go home, Mara of Redwall.